Hassan and Havenstein agreed on one thing. Those responsible for the riots in Keene should be held accountable. After that, there was plenty of daylight between them. At times, the two seemed to talk past one another, both defending their own records and distorting their opponents. Havenstein repeatedly accused Hassan of fomenting, quote, toxic partisanship in Concord. Hassan said Havenstein is misinformed.
I think if Mr. Havenstein understood the way democracy works better or New Hampshire state government works better, he might understand the notion of compromise.
Hassan, meanwhile, stuck to her claim that Havenstein was a, quote, failed CEO and that he had pledged allegiance to the Koch brothers. Havenstein said Hassan has got it wrong.
The most important pledges to me are the Pledge of Allegiance and the pledge never to spend money that state doesn't have.
A recent poll shows Hassan with a comfortable 8-point lead. The tone of last night's debate was in keeping with this race. An analysis of advertising by the Wesleyan Media Project found this gubernatorial contest to be the least positive in the country. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.